Hello and good morning. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh. It's a Tuesday and Tuesdays are wonderful because we get to talk about books on Tuesdays.
Yes, Scorpio Books. Good morning, Jonathan. How's it going?
Very well, thank you guys. Much better morning today than when I was last year when it was just pouring
down with rain.
Yeah, it was awful. We can actually hear it through the recording at the end of the day.
Yeah, so. You can just hear a little bit. Yeah,
here we are. And nice weather. What book have you brought in for us this morning?
Okay, well, this is, I'm going to do a fantasy book today. It's called The Black Tongue Thief. It's by Christopher Bjorman. He's not that probably well known over this way. I think he is American, but he's sort of, I guess, cut his teeth in being a horror author. He did screenwriting and done some plays.
Cool.
But this is his first crack at a fantasy novel. It is the first of what's going to be a trilogy.
Ooh. Well, he's starting strong. First fantasy novel, immediately into a trilogy.
Yeah, strong.
Love that.
Yeah, and when I was last here, this was a book which was probably a few weeks ago. I just finished reading this, so hopefully I'm going to be able to go over this with enough detail for you guys to be interested.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, this is all set in, I guess you could say, medieval dystopian place we're in a pretty dark world. Humanity, or as they're sort of referred to as kind, various countries full of different types of people with different sorts of characteristics. They've just come through these wars with goblins. We're following a thief whose name is Kinch. Full name something like Kinch Na Shannock. He's a young guy or youngish guy who's indebted to a thieves guild, and is trying to work off his, I guess you could say, his education to the guild. So he's needing to pay the money back, and it starts off at a fairly cracking pace where he's with a bunch of mercenaries trying to ambush a knight, woman knight, and she completely smashes him and his mercenaries, lets them live, and sort of carries on. And while he sort of retreats and sort of just tells us more about what he's been doing and everything like that, he finds out from the Thieves Guild, that he's expected to make friends with this woman and follow along with her where she's going. And that's the general setup. You've got this how shall we say, rough around the edges, profanity-laden...
Not the nicest
nasty character telling speaking to us in the third person about having to join up with this woman, where she's going. The author is quite good at just sort of drip-feeding history all the way through. He's really well thought it out. As I said, I mentioned the Goblin Wars and things at the beginning. That's just something in the background where we get lots of different types of people all the way through in our character. He's what is referred to as a Galt. He has a black tongue, hence the title. The knight he's following, her name's Galva. She's a Aspanthian, very militarized, worships the god of death, all that sort of thing.
Ooh, wow, cool.
And we follow the story almost sort of like a moving from one place to another, meet some more people, move to another place, and so on and so on. I won't say too much about the plots as far as what's happening, other than there is more going on in the background.
Yes.
And so when we hear the character talking, Kinch talking, we're getting his view of it. So he's sort of letting us know what he thinks he knows. All the while, he's sort of, as I said, his language is very strong all the way through, giving his opinions on everything. And I would have to say, this would probably be the best fantasy book I've read since Brandon Sanderson.
Oh, wow.
Definitely the funniest.
Oh, very cool.
For me, I'm not always a big fan of reading swearing all the way through a book.
I was going to ask,
Or a fantasy book at that. But it's done so well, and it's really only the characters that need to use that language use it.
Oh, good.
And in fact, it's, again, when I was just having a wee sort of read about it online just before I came in, the author has actually listed a glossary of all the swearing on the publisher's website.
Yeah.
And you can sort of see what he's trying to get at. I think he sort of based it in a very sort of Celtic origin.
Yes.
Sort of like Irish, Welsh, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
How you have many words for different descriptions.
Yeah, it's not just there to be there. There's a reasoning behind the language. Yeah.
There's a reasonable amount of fantastical sort of beasts in it. I mean, I've written down here, krakens, giants, giant war corvids. So you imagine giant ravens the size of a stag is the description.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
But again, they all have their place in this. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really highly recommend it. It's not a book that I would have initially have picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It was because the rep who comes in to show us books just handed me this to me and just said, this is going to be the next big thing.
Wow.
Read it, see what you think.
Wow.
Oh, I should also mention... Right. There's also a cat in it.
There you go.
There's a cat.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know what? I was sold, and now I'm extra sold.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, it's got fantasy, it's got giants, it's got giant eagles. I was like, I feel like it's missing something.
Yeah.
And then you said cat, and exactly. I was like, that's what I want.
I thought the book was going to be biting off more than it can chew, but it seems like it swallows everything quite nicely. So good on Christopher.
The cat is just discreetly there on the front cover. You don't even really notice it until you go, right. Gotcha.
Very cool. Well, wow, that sounds fantastic. The Black Tongue Thief by Christopher Bealman.
Or Bealman or Bealman.
Bealman, yeah. B-U-E-H-L-M-A-N. And you said before that they're flying off the shelves. You're basically out of stock at the moment of them, but I assume you'll be getting more in.
We will definitely be getting more in. We probably might even have more by before the end of the week.
Perfect.
It comes from a place that is actually pretty quick. But what was quite pleasing is... It was not a book that I had to really talk up to many people. Just the cover, the you know, just the look of it obviously grabbed people's interest.
Mm.
But it's going to be a very easy one for me to talk up, as I sort of hope make it sound.
I would say so. Well, if you guys would like to win a Scorpio book voucher, you could perhaps get this book or anything else your heart desires at the wonderful Scorpio. You can do so. Just text us in at 021-738-985 and tell us how big were the eagles. They were the size of blank,
yeah,
the size
which
of another... animal. That's how big these freaking giant eagles were. So yeah, let us know that at 021-738-985 and you're in the draw. It's as easy as that.
Thanks, Jonathan, for coming on in.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.